A bipartisan group of U.S. senators and members of the House have come together to offer a framework for a stopgap stimulus measure that they hope will get acted upon in the short term by leadership in the House and Senate. This is CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. This hour presented by New England College as well as Fox Ace Hardware. And this segment of the show brought to you by Rath, Young & Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. For more information, check out rathlaw.com. Senator Shaheen joins us right now on the program. First of all, congratulations on your reelection. Second, wanted to discuss the bipartisan group of senators who got together yesterday and unveiled a $900 billion compromise stimulus proposal. What's in it, and what is the pattern and hope in getting this out to people as quickly as possible once signed into law?
Well, thanks, Chris. I think there were eight of us who worked several weeks to try and put together an agreement that we could all buy into, so four Republicans and four Democrats. And what we wanted to do is to point out that we need to get something done before the end of the year, that we have people suffering in so many places in this country. We have people who are out of work, who are going to lose their unemployment, people who are being foreclosed on, who don't have the funds to pay their rent and their mortgage. We have students who are about to have the moratorium on student loans in.
Right.
And we have local communities that are worried about having to furlough first responders and not be able to provide the services that people need. And of course, we have so many small businesses who are worried they're not going to be able to get through the winter, especially our restaurants, which were the first to close. And, of course, are during the summer, we're doing much better because they were able to seat people outside. But now that it's cold, they're not able to do that. So we really need to provide help. And I think the eight of us, four Republicans and four Democrats, felt like if we could come to some agreement that it might help to jumpstart actually getting a package of emergency relief for people. So that's what this is. It's a framework mm-hmm. for emergency relief. It includes funding $160 billion for state, local, and tribal governments. It includes unemployment benefits retroactive to December the 1st. Mm-hmm. It includes support, another $288 billion for small businesses, $45 billion for transportation for airlines, airports, buses, transit, and Amtrak. It includes funding for vaccine distribution and for the health care provider relief fund, which would help our hospitals and long-term care facilities. There's funding for education, for student loans, for housing assistance, nutrition, for the postal service, child care, broadband, and opioid treatment. So it covers many of the major areas that we've seen people really need help as we're going into a new year.
It's been great to see how this came together in the bipartisan coalition that you described, both in the Senate but also on the House side.
Mm-hmm.
But we have not heard from Speaker Pelosi or Leader McConnell about how they feel about this legislation. As we well know, if anything's going to get to the floor, Mitch McConnell has to allow that to take place. What is your sense about gaining the support of both Speaker Pelosi and Senator McConnell on this? Because otherwise, obviously, it's not going to come to fruition.
Well, I'm encouraged that Senator McConnell is talking about the need to provide assistance to people. Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin are supposed to be talking this week about the need to get a COVID package. And the fact that we have bipartisan, bicameral agreement on this $908 billion package, I think, is a good start. And we are going to continue to try and garner support. And we think that this is an opportunity, hopefully, for the leadership to listen to the members and respond, allowing us to vote on this package and other packages that are out there.
As a practical matter, you know, you look at the results of this past election, and to me, it said that Americans want there to be a strong middle once again. When you look at what happened at the top of the ticket and, you know, down tickets here in New Hampshire as well as across the country, do you see, you know, this group that has pushed this type of proposal, and if in fact there is success here, working together moving forward on other significant aspects of legislation, whether it's on health care, whether it's on future infrastructure or COVID type packages?
Well, I hope so, Chris. And I think the people involved depend a lot on the issue and who has expertise and a commitment to getting something done, whether that's on healthcare or infrastructure or whatever it is. But the point is to say very loudly and clearly to the American people, we can come together, we can address the challenges that everyone is facing right now, and it's critical that we do that.
In conclusion, you know, when you look at this legislation, the big question again remains the timing of it. And you mentioned that there's aspects of it to be retroactive to December the 1st. President-elect Joe Biden will become President Biden on the 21st of January and is pushing forward measures on this as well. Do you feel that this can happen before then, or is this going to be one of the first acts of a President Biden?
Well, we view this as an emergency relief package. So it basically covers the period from whenever it's passed until April the 1st. So it's an interim period. It's to bridge to the new administration, and the goal is to get this done before the holidays, before the end of this year, because people need help now. And if we can get this done, it then frees up the new administration to be able to present a separate proposal when President Biden takes office.
As always, appreciate you joining us for the program.
Great to talk to you, Chris.
Right,
hope you had a nice
it.
Thanksgiving.
I hope you did as well, and the family.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That is
U.S.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, recently elected to her third term in the United States Senate, discussing a bill which is being pushed forward by Republicans and Democrats in both the House and Senate that seeks to send stimulus money to Americans and businesses faced with challenging times as a result of COVID-19. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for CRNH on KXL, presented by New England College, as well as Box Ace Hardware. And that segment of the show brought to you by Rath, Young & Pignatelli and RathLaw.com.